Welcome to Land Academy.
I'm Jack Butella.
I'm Jill DeWitt.
We show you how to buy real estate for half of what it's worth
and sell it on the internet really fast.
We are Jack and Jill,
and this is the Jack and Jill Show 2.
With over 15,000 completed transactions, we're the experts at acquiring property.
Of all kinds, not just land.
For half price and flipping them for way more.
All right, let's get this show started.
Jack Butella with Jill DeWitt.
Hello.
Welcome to our show today. In this episode, Jill and I talk about the time and patience that are required in REI. First, before we get into it, let's take a question posted by one of our members on the landacademy.com online community. It's free.
Okay. Claire asked, have you ever kicked squatters off their land? Did they resist? Did you press charges? I haven't. Have you?
No, and no. There's three questions there, and no. And here's, and I looked at this just before we started the show. Here's the thing. I'm of the theory, and I'm in this camp, full-blown in this camp. I'm pretty sure Jill is too. I don't want to, and I'm not interested in looking at every piece of real estate that closely. You know, I'm a data person and a software person and, and then on all of that, and then the real estate person. So on the much larger deals that we do, I love going to look at the real estate. But on a 40-acre property, let's say in like Southern California, Southeastern California, that you're going to buy for $4,000 or $5,000 and sell it for $12,000, I don't look at it that hard. Mm-hmm. I look at it to make sure I'm not going to lose money. I look at it to make sure the person who's selling it to me actually owns it, things like that. But I wonder, you know, my big question, Jill, is, how does she know this?
True. Yeah, it could have been. I've had people go out and like they go look at the property and then they've called me back and said, hey, that road, it was a little rough or da da da. And that's the only way I know that. You know, I found it, but this is what went on. Great. Otherwise, I wouldn't know. My gut tells me somebody wants the property because they're actually already using it. That tells me something good about it. So I'm like, it's obviously worthwhile. That's my number two is, look, since you're using it anyway, I happen to own that. You know, let's make a deal. and that would be my thing. Hey, you're either going to make a deal and you're going to buy it, or somebody else is going to buy it and you're going to have to move. So which would you prefer?
So, you know, you and I have a friend who buys like foreclosed on notes. Somebody's living in a house, they had a mortgage on it, or they have a mortgage, they just stopped paying like years ago, okay? Mm-hmm. And so that's basically squatting. And so he's got a long list of ways to deal with this. He loves this, by the way. It's Joe.
Uh-huh, I know, I was just thinking that.
And so he'll go to a bank, and the bank will say, these awful non-performing mortgages over here. Here's 25 of them. We can't give these things away. Here they are for 10 cents on the dollar. Knock yourself out. So he does. He buys a $100,000 mortgage on a property that's probably worth $200,000. He buys it for 10 grand, literally. Mm-hmm. So he doesn't own the property. He owns a mortgage, and it's foreclosable. He can choose to do all kinds of stuff. So he has a, kind of like a flow chart. If you can picture a flow chart, the first thing he does is contact the person, and he tells me the numbers on this stuff. 50-60% of the time, they say, you know, I don't know where to send the check. A lot mm-hmm. of stuff's changed. I'm happy to do it. You know, is the price the same? So that just solves it right there. So reaching mm-hmm. out to the people in a situation like that and opening a line of communication so that everybody knows the other person's not kooks, that's number one. So there's lots of ways. Jill, you're exactly right. You totally nailed it. This is there's a good, easy way to turn this into a real positive situation for everybody.
Mm-hmm.
The other thing he does, and I think this is really, really, really interesting, is no matter what the price is or no matter what the person was paying on the mortgage in the past, he makes sure it's less, sometimes substantially less because he's buying it for so cheap.
Mm-hmm.
Now the guys should be theoretically, if he's an okay, homeowner, theoretically should be that now they should be joined at the hip, theoretically, because he's hooking the guy up.
Right. Your payments just went down. Congratulations.
Yep. So, I mean, there's just a lot of positive ways to turn this thing around. Mm-hmm. And squatting is such a weird.
It's so funny.
I have purchased properties that full blown have houses that were built. I'm doing a deal right just like this right now in New Mexico. where there's structures and stuff on the property. It looks to me like from the satellite pictures that somebody's living there. And I think that's great. I have a partner in the deal, and it's freaking the person out because he's from back east. And he's like, you know, this is the worst thing that could happen. They built it without, there's no structure. There's no, they didn't pull permits and all. I'm like, okay, it's going to be all right. You know?
Right. It's an improvement. It can be an improvement. And that word that's a little happy surprise.
Yeah.
I love it.
Mm-hmm. You know, like how we always say, do anything to your piece of land that can make it differentiate. You can differentiate it from all the 10 other pieces of property that are posted everywhere else in the area. So this is good.
Exactly. There are buyers out there that would say, oh, look, it's, even though it's a beat up, rundown shed, it's a shed. I can start working with that. You know, they're excited.
So if somebody's squatting on the property too, they've figured out water and sewer and communication and everything. That's cool too.
Exactly.
Or maybe you advertise it that way. Inherit my squatters for a half price. I don't know.
Your first tenant.
There you go. Yeah. Built-in tenants. You set the price. You have a question or you want to be on the show, reach out to either one of us on landacademy.com. Today's topic, time and patience are required in real estate investments. Kind of like yesterday's show a little bit, but there's an interesting twist on it, as always. This is the meat of the show. So I had this show, Jill, is based on a consulting call that I had last week with a guy who is full blown in the real estate investment business. And we made his day because he's part of the group and he doesn't sell land at all. And he has no intention of doing this. He's quite simply is a house flipper and he's not getting the deal flow in his specialization that he used to. All right. He used to concentrate on foreclosures as a source of acquisitions and then buy them from the bank or from whoever, clean them up and resell them. And so he joined us a couple months ago, started sending out mailers, did all the stuff that we talk about, and he's just knocking it out of the park. And so he, in his case, it got me to thinking about, man, this guy's really, he's a perfect addition to our group, you know? He's super low maintenance. He can bring actually a ton to the group. He can bring stuff to us that we can learn instead of the other way around. And so he doesn't see that there's time and patience involved in any of this at all. He loves it. He revels in it. He thinks it's a great thing. So, there's several other people, not necessarily members of the group now, but I think that there are some people, this is for new people out there. It takes some time and patience to learn something new.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's not just a push of a button. And the rewards are massive.
Mm-hmm. I was thinking where I see it the most is people like when they first finally put their foot in the, you know, dip their toe in the water, right? And they send out their first mailer. And then they're sitting there waiting for the phone to ring within the first 5 minutes. I'm like, hold on a moment. The mail hasn't even been delivered yet, you know, kind of thing.
Yeah.
And I see it on our member calls and it's so fun for me because they'll chime in on the call and say, all right, some of them have gone like bananas and said, I just sent out 3,000 offers and everybody in that group goes, oh boy. And they're like, nothing happened. They're all like, oh, just wait. It's coming. You know, we all know.
Get your catcher's mitt.
Exactly. Wait 5 minutes and you won't be able to breathe. You know, it's coming. So that's where I see people getting a little impatient sometime. But you're right. Even just you got to give yourself a break and really learn how to do this and do it right. And it takes some patience. So that's really good.
Yeah. So, you know, there's a bunch of things. We all have a list of stuff we have a lot of patience for. And there's, you know, things that we don't have patience for. You know, and when I sit down to do a new mailer, I have a, you know, I get high a little bit. I love doing it. So, and it's only because we've taken the sales piece out of this and we've taken like really taken all the risk out of it. Like I know what's going to happen when I start manipulating this data. So I have so much patience for all kinds of stuff that like that can go on, but there's some stuff.
Oh, I was waiting for this. Go ahead,
so,
Jack.
What? Let's hear it, Jill. You know where this is going.
I was like, tell us, Jack. just give everyone an example of things that you are not patient about.
So, most beautiful person in my life, what? You tell me.
Oh, gosh.
I'm going to do you next.
Oh, no. So, well, let's just say on a scale of 1 to 10, maybe we can rate each other about okay. my patience level and your patience level.
Sounds
overall.
Fine. Awesome. Perfect.
Okay. So, let's see. Should we rank ourselves or rank each other?
Rank each other. Absolutely. Rank All each right. other.
All right, Jack, I'm going to give you on a 1 to 10, I'm going to give you a 4.
On what? Just patience and life?
It's exactly.
What? On everything?
Well, you're pretty like, let's get it done and only do it once. Am I, you know, let's get it right and do it once and get it out of our lives.
So, yeah, you know, actually, or let's just put a system in place. Here's an example. Everyone has to get their car washed, right? Or maybe some people don't. I don't know. Just put it in a system. Do it once a month the same day. And then you're done. And then you never right. have to think about it again.
Exactly.
So I don't have a lot of patience for like, oh, how do I feel today? Do I feel like getting my car washed? Do I feel like having spaghetti? What do I feel like eating? Like that is it's tough to deal with my personality type. Like on a scale. Go ahead.
So that's what I'm saying. No, and I don't mean to throw you under the bus or give you a hard time.
No, it's just, I did. Everybody's got their stuff.
There's just some things that, and it's, and you're, it works for you. You know what? That's the whole big thing. It works for you.
On a scale of 1 to 10 for your patience level, I think, you know, the thing is, Jill, I think you have no patience for certain stuff and a tremendous amount of patience for certain stuff. And it's almost the opposite of what I do. You know, those specific topics. So you have the patience that I don't have and vice. So it works out great, you know, and fortunately we don't subject each other to it. Like I know when you're going to go off and do your thing and I'm going to go off and do my thing, you know, business wise, mm-hmm. and it works out great. You know, you like to talk to the customers. You have a lot of patience for customers and customer service and questions. And I don't necessarily. So, but I don't see you as the most patient person with deep computer situations either. Like I have a lot of patience for that.
Mm-hmm.
So
am I a 4? We're both a 4?
No. You're like that. The other thing too that I was gonna no, you're like an 8.
Oh, thanks for being
seriously.
Very nice.
But and you also are very good at when there's lack of patience on something. When you don't have a lot of patience for something, you handle it really well. You know enough to just say, you know what, I don't have patience for this. So let's
never
just
move myself.
Yeah. Or let's just figure it out very quickly instead of like making a big thing out of it.
Thanks.
it's all good. You know, it's good.
Well, if you give me an 8, then I have to give you a 6.
No, just as like, no, it's fine. No, I think 4 is pretty accurate. I think in life, when you look at just all of it, I'm might be a 4 or 5. 4 is probably even close. 4 is accurate. But I offset it with just, you know, what we're talking about.
You know what? I think the key is here is recognizing your strengths and weaknesses. And if you know that you have no patience level for whatever part of your business it is, then you got to figure that out and get a system like you just said, Jack, and make it so it works for you. And that's correct. Like we have a lot of members that, you know, maybe they don't like talking on the phone or they with their job, it's a hard thing for them to get to. So what do? They hire it out. Maybe their wife does it, you know, and fields the calls and then they call back on the good deals. I've actually had little consulting things like this with people and that solves it for them. You know, yeah, my wife queues them up for me, gets all the information. And if it looks like a good deal, then I act on it. I'm like, great. Perfect solution.
Exactly.
Because they don't have the time or the patience to be by the phone all day.
Exactly.
You know? So that works. So just recognizing that and like you said, get a system and figure it out.
Yep.
Thank you.
So, and it just struck me with this guy that he's been in the real estate business for a long time and didn't understand offers to owners, how mm-hmm. much he just got it, you know, and he had the time and the patience to go through it because that's not his thing. He comes at everything from a contract, you know, the way contractors do. But he got it. He said, yeah, it took me a while. It took me a lot longer than it probably takes most of the people. So that's why it made it into our show list. because I think it is probably helpful for a lot of people who are like, oh, I just don't, it's, things killed me, you know?
You know, that's a good point. I see this in some new members. Sometimes they unnecessarily give themselves a hard time because they didn't grasp something as quickly as another person. And I worry that they're not asking questions because they're a little embarrassed or something. It's okay. You know, give yourself a break. You what you didn't grasp over here, you probably really understood over there, and it all works out.
Yeah, you know why this works out? This membership group that we have set up works out really well, I think, because everybody was where you exactly, no matter where you are as an investor, and I mean this is like all free, where you are as an investor, whatever question you're going to ask, there's multiple people in the group who are exactly where you were 2 months ago, and they got over it, or they didn't, and they left the group. So it's a no-lose thing.
Exactly.
I learn stuff all the time. Like, I learned about squatters today.
Yeah. I find myself a couple times a month relaying that exact same message, which is, you know, ask the group. Trust me, they were there too. It's not a dumb question, and everybody's here to help.
Yeah.
So, totally.
Exactly. Join us in another episode where Jack and Jill discuss how to use information. That's me.
And inspiration, that's me.
To get just about anything you want.
We use it every day to buy property for half of what it's worth and sell it immediately.
Not alone in your real estate ambition. Good show, Jill. What's going on Wednesday? What's up? Go ahead.
Oh, just all good stuff. I'm excited about the things that we're working on. I mean, it's like we have a push to the end of the year with a lot of the things for our members and our websites. And, you know, everybody thinks you can just sit tight and coast through the holidays, but no, there's lots to do. So,
yeah, we're getting a lot of deals in. I agree. That's good. Mm-hmm. I've been heavily involved in the software development piece of this for the last couple of months. Specifically on Landsday, our land site, and the stuff that we're getting in and how it's getting posted is so exciting. It just makes me happy.
Oh, I know.
We're pulling it in from a CSV, the limited file scenario, and we can post literally 1,000 properties in 5 minutes the internet. It's amazing.
Mm-hmm. I love it. I'm so excited.
Information and inspiration to buy undervalued property.
We are Jack and Jill, and this was the Cashflow from Land Show.
We are the experts at acquiring property
of all kinds, not just land,
for half price, just so we can flip it for way more
and really fast. Thanks for listening. You are not alone in your real estate ambition.